voices in the reeds. The blithe snakes down to the brine, soothing our senses as it idly curls, grazing past tall murmuring reeds, stirred to voice by a gentle breeze. We mishear that chafing whisper. Since 1640 it has moaned the cursed name of Sir Robert Brooke, for this is Bloody Marsh. The miller, William Turold, petitioned the king for years of the villagers' plight. Squire Brooke had revoked their ancient rights and brutalised lives to claim common ground, but Wolberswick villagers just wouldn't yield. The sea had left their harbour, and only labour on the hungry heathland and difficult marshland could feed bony stock and malnourished families. To discourage village cattle from Paul's Fen, Brooke barracked his men in a boarded-up house, from where they emerged with several large dogs to wound grazing cows and put them to flight. For fighting and killing, he's paid stout fellow, who had harassed villagers and savaged their beasts. Three Wolberswick men were hung at Brooke's clamour. He then yoked nature to modern agriculture. Heathland enclosure formed the sheep walks, an idyllic term that belied a brutal starkness of invasive earth banks several feet tall, with which the gentry stole the commons. Today, conservation has enclosed the common, and chain-link fencing crisscrosses heathland, dissecting the sheep walks for natural England, petitioning vast tracts with hardly a comment, except from the reeds that ceaselessly murmur.